Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. Not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat. And we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? This podcast is intended to entertain, educate, and inspire you on a personal journey towards your best self. We are in no position to give advice and are hot messes on the best of our days. Clearly, we're in no position to offer health or medical advice, or really any life advice, but we want to entertain you. Just a reminder, this is not a replacement for proper medical care or therapy. If you are struggling, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Let's jump in. Welcome to today's episode. It is all about daily joy. We're calling this episode Finding the Art of Daily Joy because it's all about these little things that make us delight in our days. As a blessing for this episode, you are hearing this for a reason. It's our intention that this episode helps you along your journey with finding joy on a daily basis. Kat, do you want to, you just, before we jumped on the show, you were telling me how you came up with this. And it totally caught me off guard because I wasn't aware of it. So do you want to share it with everybody?
Sure. For anyone who's like just coming across us or our podcast, Andrew and I have been friends for many, many, many years. And we've been business partners for about 6 years. And so Andrew forgets different things that he's taught me along the way that have made such a big impact. And I was reminding him about this. And I think he forgot that he taught me this, and it's made such a big improvement in my life. So I think a couple of years ago, I must have been having like a really crummy day, or I must have been being really negative and whining about who knows what. And Andrew asked me, he said, Kat, do you have anything that you're looking forward to right now? Because I was in like such a down space and a down mood. I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. Like I was just was not in a good spot. And he was like, it would really help you if you put something into your day every day to look forward to. And I'm like, okay, like what? Because what are the things we look forward to, Andrew? Like trips and like fun times and like birthdays, Christmas.
Distant
like
events.
Yeah, you think of events in the future. But we don't like have things that we look forward to day to day. At least I didn't, but you did. You were like, for example, you said, I have like normal coffee pods, like whatever your basic ones. And you're like, and then I have my like fancy, what was it like your flavored, you know, whatever Starbucks. Like.
Yeah. Starbucks. Cause they're expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, every morning I just like quickly like, you know, drink or like chug the boring coffee. You're like, but once I'm at my desk, like my third coffee of the day is always that. And you're like, I look forward to that nice cup of coffee. And I probably made fun of you because, well, it's what I do on the daily.
It is. You're very good at it though.
Thank you. And, but the thing was, is that you created something to look forward to. You gave yourself a daily joy for something as simple as a coffee pod.
Yeah, that's right. I did and still do. And thank you for reminding me of this because I had totally forgotten about it. And I kind of take that as, you know, I've gotten so used to doing it that it's just second nature now. So having those things to look forward to, like a trip or birthday party or just even a weekend event, they're all great. They kind of get you, you know, the weekend event gets you through the week. The trip gets you through, like, you know, the winter or whatever it is you're going through. But having those little things throughout the day is just so precious and valuable to get your day going. So I recently, since the coffee pot incident, using air quotes, I actually got an espresso machine, and now I have like an espresso first thing every morning. And I find that that helps me get out of bed faster because I'm like, oh, I get to go have this 50-cent coffee that is, you know, going to just give me a nice little jolt. And it's just amazing how these things can transform your day for the better. And it's nice to have different ones throughout the day where you can kind of look at it and go, okay, I'm going to do this thing. And it's almost like a reset. It's like a reward. It's an incentive. It's really just trigger a whole bunch of things in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, I know my mom looks forward to doing the Wordle after work every day. And I really think she makes it like a thing. Like she has a very, you know, busy job and she's like at the office all day. And I think she like gets home and she makes herself a tea and like she kind of like snuggles in and like she loves puzzles and Sudoku and all that stuff. And so she does the Wordle every day and she really looks forward to it all day to like work on, you know, the word puzzle. And that's like another great example of this. But I think if you are, you know, feeling down or there's not much joy to your day, like I was when I learned of Andrew's coffee pot thing, this is something you can implement to help. Because in that moment years ago, when I sat down and really thought about the answer to your question, no one had asked me that before. Are you looking forward to anything? Like I really sat down and was just like, no, every day is the same. Every day I'm taking care of these kids. Every day I'm picking up socks. Every day I'm making dinner. And life, especially if you're just sort of like in these like mid working years, you're paying bills, you got kids, you got pets, you know, it can just get so repetitive where there's not a lot of little moments of joy and you get run down.
Yeah, it really is an easy game changer. And like we're saying, you don't have to do anything really, really extravagant. It's just giving yourself permission. It's a form of self-care in a way.
Yeah.
You know, like you're giving yourself that treat of like, when noon comes, because we work at home. So, you know, like when a certain time comes, then I'm going to go sit down on the couch or I'm going to go outside or I'm going to have a coffee, as is our addiction. And all of these things that you can do to make it so much nicer. It just makes the day nicer to have those little things to look forward to. You don't have to go crazy with it. Even just having something, one thing to start with is just a great little habit to build because it really does propel you through the day or make you drink a lot more coffee in my case.
Yeah, either way. And then your hands shake, but otherwise it's fine. I forgot another one of your things. So Andrew and I.
I don't know what you're going to say right now.
So we, as part of our businesses over the years, is we've owned a lot of blogs and websites. And every time we publish an article, Andrew ate a Lindor chocolate.
And, oh, yeah.
And so he'd be like, did you publish the blog post today? Did you publish it? And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm coming. I'm getting to it. It's because he wanted to eat that chocolate. Like, that is why.
It really was.
And like, it took me a while to realize you'd bought like, probably like the triple Costco version where you had like 100 Lindor chocolates in your closet.
That makes me sound like a closet eater. I'm not real big fan of that, but yeah.
No, you're not a closet eater. You just had the chocolates in your closet that you would.
Well, they would have melted otherwise. Yeah. Don't judge my methods.
But you had the discipline to have that much chocolate and not eat it all. So that was pretty impressive. It was your little daily joy.
It really was. And I don't know where that willpower came from because every other chocolate would get eaten like before it could get in the house. But with that one, it was like, no, I was very intentional about that, you know?
That's your article chocolate. Yeah.
That's my article chocolate. And thank God, because I probably could have eaten 100 chocolates in a day and that would not have been good for me.
No doubt about it.
So like if you're listening to this right now and you're probably thinking, what are the things that I can do? And they don't have to be majestic. They don't have to be large. They don't have to be expensive. Even something as small as like a 30-cent chocolate did it for me. Like that's all I needed, but I definitely looked forward to it. You know,
and you had a specific intention for it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the difference.
Yeah. It was a reward. It was something to work forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're looking for something, there's a whole bunch of different things. It can be even be like if you work at home, it can be time with your pet. It can be, like we said, coffee. I'm going to default to coffee and chocolate because those are really my two things.
Those are the two vices.
Yeah, but set it up so, you know, when I do this task, I'm going to reward myself with this. And we've talked about Power of Habits before and Atomic Habits and everything. And that's just going to start setting up that cue for, oh, I know when I do this thing, I get a reward that I really like. So I'm going to keep doing this over and over again. I'm trying to do that with exercise right now because I know like you're just hacking yourself really to be a little more productive. But it also does bring you quite a bit of joy throughout the day to be like, oh, I get to savor my chocolate. And if we publish two articles in a day, that was like cloud nine for me.
Well, yeah, if you're sitting here like, well, this is silly or this seems kind of dumb, like, why would I want to do that? And like, the point is, it's like, it is kind of silly. It is fun. And that's the point. It's that we are adding joy. If you are feeling like everything's sort of the same and you're coming here looking for ways to sort of brighten up your day, brighten up your life, it is proven that when we have things to look forward to, we are happier. So instead of having all these far off things, why not create a scenario in which you create them? And I read an article once about a guy who made his toothbrushing routine like luxurious because he was trying to like hack different things and like, how can I like take the mundane things I do every day and elevate them? And so he bought a super nice toothbrush. He bought toothpaste. You know, he bought gadgets in the bathroom to like put his toothbrush in and maybe a certain kind of mouthwash. Like he took everything about the most basic thing that we all do each morning and he made it something that he looked forward to because he made it nice for himself. And if you can look forward to something as simple as brushing your teeth, well, you're starting the day off good. And that's the point here is to turn ourselves into somebody who is positive most of the time, who has these sort of mental skills to get out of the tough situations, to appreciate the moments of contrast. But if you can take these little pieces of your day and make them a little bit better over time, well, then in 5 years, you're a drastically different person who has come to create this day with all these habits and all these little things that you're happy to wake up and you're looking forward to putting your feet on the ground.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. Like these small changes, they add up huge. Think of all the things that we've been able to accomplish. Think of all the articles we published that if I didn't have that, I can honestly say I don't think I would have pushed as hard. And it sounds so silly, but you know, it's just how it is. What were some of the ones that you came up with?
Well, I know for me, it's like, you know, Andrew and I, we're reading books all the time, usually 5-ish a month or so. And some of the books we read are like to learn and grow and things like that. And then some of mine are just for the pure joy of just reading. I always look forward to the drive to pick up my kids because that is when I let myself like listen to my fun book.
I like that.
Like when I'm getting ready or putting my makeup on in the morning, I'm sort of listening to my, I'm listening to The Joy of Movement right now, which is good, but it's definitely like a nonfiction, like more instructional, interesting research-based book. When I go pick up my kids, I'm going to be listening to like whatever fun book I also have in the library at this moment. So it's like 15 minutes of peace, you know, before it all goes boom.
So. Yeah. The time in between work and kids where you give yourself that 15 minutes of joy. Right. I love that. I really like that. Do you have any others that you've come up with over the years since I apparently dropped this idea in your lap that I was unaware of?
I definitely look forward to the coffee. Actually, when I moved into this new place, I had recently gotten divorced, had to make the really hard decision to sell like my dream home. And I was who was kind of like this sad, like bummed out thing. And actually Andrew purchased a coffee pot for me as a housewarming gift. And, you know, it has the Keurig on one side, but it has the coffee pot on the other. And man, those days where Catherine of the night before decided to gift morning Catherine coffee in the pot, I look forward to that. So, but like, you created the look forward to coffee thing versus like me barely being alive and like chugging it as a way to survive this thing called life. You have sort of taught me to like kind of delicately like slow down and kind of take those morning moments to enjoy things.
You're listening to this right now and you're like, do we do anything besides drink coffee? And the answer is no.
There is no.
There is no us without coffee. Unfortunately, we don't exist.
Sometimes we talk about cutting it out because we've both cut out alcohol the last 2 years. And then sometimes we're like, should we do that with coffee? And we're like, nah.
No. No, no, no. I did try to cut coffee out once and it was the worst headache I have ever had. It was not good. So I'm fully in the coffee boat. I mean, they're going to bury me with like an espresso and some pods just in case I can figure out how to work it down there. Just in case, just in case. Because you never know.
You never know. If anyone would do it, it'd be you.
Fair enough.
I know it's silly and we're joking about it, but I think what we're trying to say is that you have an opportunity to turn the mundane into something that brings you joy.
Are you feeling stuck in your life right now, kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path, and we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own, and that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started. I'm going to spitball a few different ideas because I know you and I have things that we're working on, and they are daily things for most people. My first one is like doing laundry is not something that I think most of us look forward to. Doing laundry means that you get to watch a show that you like. Mm-hmm. Like you're folding the clothes while you watch the show on your phone or TV or whatever it is.
Habit stacking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to solve my laundry problems, but this is a far away problem that is going to take a whole team of scientists to come together in a think tank to really understand.
I would really like to solve the exercise conundrum. Like I know I've got the FitOn app and it's got the streak going and I'm really good at making sure I do the streak and not wanting it to end.
I think I broke the streak yesterday. Now that we're talking about this, I don't know if I did fit on yesterday. That's okay. Because James Clear says, just don't miss 2 days.
Just don't miss 2 days. Exactly. So for me, I just need to have something after that. That's going to be that reward that it's like, this is my reward for doing the app, whatever it is. I'm trying to get away from coffee and chocolate based things because that's just way too easy.
You get a piece of celery if you do the fit on app.
Yeah. So just doesn't have the same vibe. So it's all about just finding those little things that are going to make you do it. For me, the exercise one might be like a special kind of water or something like that. I know like when I used to run 5K every day and I would have like a coconut water afterwards because it was good, but it also did the electrolyte stuff or, you know, it helped on multiple levels. So it's kind of finding that something.
I don't know if this will work for you, but I know for me, if I'm trying to make working out, which we are, like more of a daily habit, I think changing into a different like outfit or having like something like, it doesn't have to be fancy. You can go to Old Navy and find like whatever, but just like changing into something or starting the day like that, it's kind of like, I'm going to look forward because this is like my cute workout outfit and I get the coconut water after, like trying to make a thing of it, just like the guy with the toothbrush. And this is us actively trying to use our brains on the health thing because we both go in and out of super active and the not active. And we know it's good for our brains. We know that working out makes you happy scientifically, builds endorphins, makes you feel good, gives you energy. These are all things we both really need right now. I hope you don't mind me speaking for both of us. And so we're both trying to hack the exercise thing in real time.
You know, for me, I've tried exercising in the morning and I do, like when I go for a walk, I like that because I'll listen to something specific. So I like that, but it's cold here and I don't like walking in the cold because I'm, you know, soft and it's really cold here normally. Like it's Winnipeg. It is like minus 40. Yeah. I'm Canadian. It can be minus 40. This winter's been amazing. So, but even then, like I just don't like walking outside in the cold. But I was just thinking, like, for the fit on thing, a nice thing for me is doing it in the evening and then getting into my nighttime routine. That's my start of my nighttime stuff where it's like, I get
tack
into,
it on,
you know,
like
comfy clothes.
Link it to the other habit.
When you said comfy, like the clothes thing, I'm like, that's a really good one that I had never considered. But, you know, to have like your lounge clothes that you put on after your workout and you're like, okay, you feel you've accomplished what you wanted to do and you're able to go into the rest of the day. It's finding that thing that works for you and then stacking it together. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, eating healthy is something that I am also working on. And I think what I'm going to do with that as what we've just been talking about, I actually like the brushing teeth.
I knew you
thing
would.
After a meal. Yeah. I've got like that Bluetooth toothbrush and stuff like that, which I've done the streak before and whatever with that. And it's great. But I think like, that's just a really nice mental cue of like, I'm done eating now. And because it's not so much
at nighttime,
the meal time,
like you're cutting yourself off from like snacks and stuff. So I think like, you know, some sort of fancy mouthwash can't be more, you know, than whatever, I don't know, $10, $20. But like, you're like, no, I have used my expensive mouthwash. I am not going back for those cookies tonight. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, my first thought was to go to a kid's toothpaste that was like really sugary and candy, but that probably wouldn't be the thing I was going for anyway. But yeah, like, so if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, okay, I know there's things that I can incentivize myself, these things for daily joy, these little things, it doesn't have to be big. In fact, smaller and easier is better because you're going to have toothpaste. You're going to have, you know, the clothes that you wear. You may not have, I don't know, like a Lindt chocolate in your pantry or, you know, so having those little ones that make sense that you don't have to, like, it's so automatic that it just happens and keeps going for you.
I like that. I think that's really good. And so now I feel like people got to experience what it's like to listen to just one of our normal conversations. And it's not a bad thing. Like, this is the kind of stuff we talk about because we're always trying to help each other figure out like how to feel better, how to hack things, how to get more enjoyment out of life as a way to make this whole experience better because it can be a rough one at times.
Yeah. And I can say too, like, knowing that you got, you know, a tea to look forward to at the end of the workday or a coffee when you wake up or some other hot beverage that I default to. Those things are really, they're really good. And branching out like we just did in the last 5 minutes of nice clothes, teeth brushing, whatever. These are all great little things that you can start implementing in your day that they cost nothing. They're easily done and they're going to promote habits that you want to do anyways. It's kind of like the perfect recipe. Thanks for bringing this topic up, Kat. I think it's great.
Yeah, for sure. I hope it's helpful to all of you listening here. And if you want to take a good first step, I think it's just sort of write down some parts of your day that you could really easily sort of enhance or make interesting and sort of adapt it to your own personality, your own day, your own needs. And I think that you'll find yourself having a little bit more joy, a little bit more excitement during the day if you have something to look forward to, even if it's small.
Yeah. I don't think I got anything to add. I think that's great. So it's time for our glimmers.
Which I feel like is perfect for this topic.
I do. Yeah, I think it's great. So what is your glimmer this week?
Yeah, well, for those of you who are new to this episode, glimmers are the just happy, sparkly things that bring us joy. And I think the fact that we put a glimmer in every episode shows our commitment to like trying to look for the good in each day, each week, like trying to acknowledge the things that we're grateful for. And so I love doing the glimmer at the end of the joy episode. I had a major glimmer this week, like major. And the glimmer came in the form of a gift from my parents. I had a tough week this week with kids. Again, just these preteen things, you know, school kids being hard or not nice. And like your heart just like breaks. And I called my dad a few days ago and I was crying on the phone to him, like full disclosure. I was just like, I want to do like so much for these kids, but I feel like I just can't do it all. I'm like behind in my housework. I'm, you know, behind in my work. You know, these kids are sad and dealing with these bullies at school. Like I just felt like I was drowning. And my dad was like, well, the one thing I can help you with is the cleaning. Now, I have not lived next to my parents in like 15, 20 years. Like, you know, we've been at a distance. And my dad was like, just call up a cleaning service and have them come clean your house. And I was like, oh, you don't have to do that, Dad. And he's like, no. He's like, I can't help with all of it, but that is something I can solve. And so sure enough, I looked up a cleaning service that could come the next day. They cleaned my house for 7 hours. And I do not live in a big space. And it's not that, it was just a deep clean, man. Like it just needed to be done. And as part of the service, they folded like 4 loads of laundry. Like everything was behind, everything was a disaster. And I'm really, really grateful. So if you're looking for a gift for a new parent, single mom, anybody, even just any parents with kids, like even if it seems like they're managing things well, doing everything they're supposed to do, hiring a cleaning service for them for one day is probably better than anything you could ever buy at the mall for them.
That's awesome. That is amazing. That's a great glimmer. That's probably the best one I think we've had so far.
No, I think I told my parents thank you like 50 times. And I think they were like, we get it. Like, it's, you're welcome. It's like, you don't understand. I really needed that. So what's your glimmer today?
Okay. Well, I'm going to lowball this one because I'm not.
No, they're all good. Little, big.
My glimmer this week is I got some grounding mats, so grounding is for your energy. People call it earthing as well. And I've got one on my desktop and I've got one for my feet. And I just, and maybe we'll do an episode on it at some point, but that's my glimmer is just like, it's what it does is it, you plug it into the grounding part of your electrical socket and you just put your feet on it and it can help with inflammation. It helps realign your internal energy, for lack of a better word. And I've been using it for a while now and I really, really like it. It's been very, very useful. So that's my glimmer. It's nowhere near as great as yours, but I love yours. Yours is like,
yeah,
awesome.
Well, I think people, you know, people are so willing to help. They just don't know like what you need. And so, you know, nothing like your kid calling you up crying, even if your kid is old like me and trying to fix something and help them. But, you know, no one knows what you need until you ask, which is another good lesson. But
it's a good episode too. We should think about doing like asking for what you want because yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good one for sure. And the grounding one's good too, especially because you just said like how cold it is in Canada and how you don't want to walk outside. Like the grounding mats, when it's summertime, you can walk outside and your feet, and there's a lot of health benefits to that. But when you don't really want to do that, the grounding mat sort of gives you the same effect.
Nice. It's a good option. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thank you all very much for listening. As always, We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Well, thank you for listening. Remember, it doesn't matter where you've started from or where you're coming from. It matters where you're going.
And we are rooting for you.